Drum roll, please. Hi, how you doing out there? My name is Linda Sims, and the name of the show is called A Voice of a People. So glad that you could be here with me today, and I hope that your day is off to a great start, whether it's raining or not. I just feel this great sense of pride and joy and expectations in my spirit today. And I'll talk to you a little bit about that in just a moment. There are a few things I do need to share with you when I open up my program, and that is to let you know that we do stream live on the web by typing in www.wwgh1071.com. You can get us like right now live on that website. Okay, or you can download an app called TuneIn on any electronic device. We all have become acquainted with the word app. Either you have a TV where you download apps or download apps on your computers for different programs. And not only that, you can watch movies on your laptops or your cell phones. You know, all of them have apps on them. So you download this app, you type in TuneIn, find that app, download it. Once you do that, go to the search bar and type in WWGH. And you can hear us live anytime that we're on the air, okay? Or you can call in during a live broadcast. Now, this broadcast will be by telephone, so you won't be able to call in this hour, but maybe next hour from 11:15 to 12 noon. Okay, so... But the number here at the station is 740-383-9944, okay, for people who usually call in and like to call in. If this is your first time being my guest, I pray it will not be your last time, and welcome to the show. And the people that I will be mentioning next have been, I say, lifelong supporters, because they have been with me since we started on the air. We will be celebrating, believe it or not, 10 years here on WGH. The first one is Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place April the 20th, please mark your calendars and share this with your friends and neighbors and those you know who may be in need of free produce. April the 20th, it begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Logos Christian Ministries also has a wellness fitness campus area open to the public. It is a walking course, 8 laps is 1 mile. Just respect their property. We also have Cheryl Lee, who is the coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County Elementary Schools, along with North Union's County Elementary Schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. Now, this program is basically at the end. It will be ending in early May, like mid-May will probably be the last classes for that. But if you are interested in your student being a part of this faith-based after-school program, please contact Shirley for the coming year that's coming up, 740-262-0939. And thank you for that. I do have a couple announcements as well. This announcement here is, join us for Senior Citizens Day every fourth Thursday. This one will take place April the 25th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. This will be held at Mount Zion Baptist Church at 475 East Fairground Street in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-387-6970. They have lunch, activities, and transportation is provided for those who do not have a way to get there. Just call that number. Get a pencil and paper. I'll give you a couple seconds. That number is 740-387-6970. If you want to be a part of this Senior Citizens Day, which will take place April 25th, please mark your calendars of that. Please call and leave a message to sign up so we know how many are coming. Let us know if you need transportation. I think that is a great idea for senior citizens. Well, did we have a phenomenal time? Oh, have you been able to catch your breath yet since that great display of God's awesome power? And I'm talking about that eclipse that I'm sure everybody witnessed. I tell you. And you know, April has always been noted for April Fool's Day. You know. But now it has been noted to us as the total eclipse, which took place April the 8th, 2024. Wow. Just so awe-inspiring. And I know some of you may be still talking about it. It's like I can still feel it in my spirit. And like, whoa. Never seen anything like that in my life. Nor will we ever see that again. And I don't think it's something that should be easily dismissed. Because it was the power of God. See, God, who is God? God is our creator. The creator of all things. Heaven and earth. He created the sun, the moons, and the stars. Not only that, they obey his commands. They are programmed to do what he tells them to do and when to do it. And he has given man the knowledge and the wisdom to read the stars. So they can tell us when it's going to happen and when it's not going to happen. That's how that comes about. Right? And they call that science. Because men study into things, but it takes God to give you the know-how and the wisdom to help you put those things together. Just like a surgeon who's doing surgery on you. It takes God to guide his hands to do a successful surgery. And you know, sometimes people think, oh, I can do it. No, you cannot do anything without God. You just don't know it. You just don't understand it, but you can do nothing of your own. So now we have something else to mark on our calendars every year that we experience the total solar eclipse in the month of April, along with April Fool's Day, right? Yeah, so. And April Fool's Day has been known for pranks. You make people feel silly, you know, about little things, you know. Oh, there's a bug on you. And people go into action and moving them, knocking the bugs. Oh, get it. Can you get it for me? Yeah. There you go, right? Yeah. Okay. I also like to start my show off with the thought for today. I do have a guest calling in at 10:30. Her name is Tomika Smith. And she lives in Wooster, Ohio, and she will be calling in and spending about a half an hour with us today. And I think that's great. This thought for today is titled, Time Out. Is there some time for yourself today, just for you? Do we take time for ourselves? Is your Monday or business, are your days are as busy as mine? Sometimes I lay in the bed to the last minute and then I'm scraping around trying to get ready to do some of the things I need to be doing, right? It seems like there's just not enough time. And the time that you have is already allocated out to somebody else and something else and going somewhere else, right? Just to sit quietly and refresh and renew. I think that's where I like laying in the bed to the last minute. It's just stretching and I guess kind of thinking about my day and what I have to do. We need more quiet time so that our spirit and our souls can be refreshed and renewed. Not escaping into the TV, because then you're listening to other people's thoughts. You're looking at all those commercials or newscasters, or you may be on your cell phone listening to all those people and what they got to say. And everyone has a different opinion. And if you go and listen to everybody's different opinions, and then you kind of wonder, well, where's my opinion? What do I think about this? And we can't be swayed by every wind of doctrine. That means you can't follow or believe everything that you hear. Or thrashing around a squash court. Just time to sit quietly. Focus your thoughts. How important is that? To focus your thoughts and not have them all over the place. I'm trying to design my kitchen, right? And in the busyness of the day and in the shopping and online looking at different things, backsplashes and, you know, what kind of flooring I want, all that kind of stuff. And it just gets so much in your mind because there are so many decisions to make and just something so small. So when I sat in a quiet in my home last night, I thought of how to design my backsplash. But it was quiet and no one was there but me. So something came out of quieting my spirit. It really did. Check your priorities. What you're doing, is it really that important? And if it is, get the important things out of the way, but make sure you have time to come back and rest and relax and take a deep breath. Make sure there is nothing negative pushing you down in your own mind, making you run around like you're not doing enough. That's how I interpret what that is saying. Because a lot of times we do. Well, I haven't done enough. I can't sit down. I should be doing something. Why am I sitting here? Isn't there something for me to do? And I think sometimes we just have so much to do. Or think we have to do. We think it's a crime to sit down for a minute. And it's not a crime to sit down for a minute. It's a great thing to relax your mind. Relax your muscles. And take that deep breath and relax. Lay back. Take a 15-minute nap. Set your phone for the ring. Something for yourself. Take some time and be with yourself. If you don't, you may miss meeting the most important person in your life. What about that? I tell my children that all the time. You are the most important person in the world. Not eliminating everybody else, but I want them to look at themselves and see that they are important. They are an important entity in this world, filled with billions and billions and billions and billions of people. What, 8 to 10 billion people on the earth today? And I'm important? Yes, you are. You're just as important as everyone else. That's the thought. That's where you should be. You're just as important as anyone else in this world. And when you think about that, maybe you'll take better care of yourself. Maybe you'll take more time for yourself. Not to gloat and like some people say, conceitedness and all that type of stuff. But no, take care of yourself. Just take care of yourself. Have a salad, you know, with maybe some chicken in it. Some fried chicken or grilled chicken in your salad, you know. Now they make these miniature little pops. If you want a pop, maybe one day a week, get one of those little miniatures and put it on ice. Relax. Or tea. Take your time. Take cookies or live your life. And that is, nothing's more important than connecting with yourself and knowing who you are, what you like, what you don't like, what you want to do, what you do not want to do. There is nothing more important than that, than being a believer in Christ Jesus. Now, that's more important than anything. That's number one. Which we saw his one of his great displays in the heavenlies, April the 8th. Wow, here comes my call. Hello, caller, you are on the air.
Hello.
How you doing? Can you hear me?
Kind of crinkly, like staticky?
Yeah, kind of staticky. I heard him talking about it last night. I don't know what that is. Try to call me back and see if it goes away. We'll have to try that call again. Jesus, get rid of the static. All right, just waiting on her to call back. I don't know what that static was. Oh, here it comes. Well, we'll try it again. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'm glad you could call in. My first guest counsel for today, which I can go on, but sometimes it's just good to have some company.
I understand. Can you turn your volume up a little bit?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
That better?
A little.
Little better? Sometimes it depends on a person's phone.
Oh, I see.
So I have turned a few knobs. I don't know how that sounds.
That sounds a little better. Thank you so much.
If I push it up too high, that static is on here.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
So I'll bring it down a little bit.
Okay.
Cause that's too staticky. All right, daughter.
There we go.
You haven't been on my show, and I don't know when. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay.
There we go.
You remember the bake sale?
I do. I do. It's been a while. I'm not sure how many years, but yes, I do remember it.
10 years ago.
Really?
We will be celebrating 10 years this June.
Oh my, that's awesome.
And that was when we first got started. We were in the Southland Mall.
That's correct. That's correct.
Great. Great things are happening.
I'll have to come back and do another one.
That would be great. Nice little anniversary thing, huh?
Yeah. You just let me know when. That'll be a good thing to do.
It would be. It really would be. We've moved in different. We're in a different building, but we do a lot of moving. Hopefully, this is the last one for a while. But
okay.
Yeah. We're in the old hospital I was born in.
Wow! Imagine that.
Yeah. All these years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people was born in this hospital my age, I guess.
Right.
A little younger, but great. So I did talk about the eclipse, but what was your total overall impression of the eclipse?
The static is back, and I cannot hear you.
You cannot? Okay, let me see.
The static is overriding your voice.
Can you hear me now, babe?
Yes.
Okay. What was your overall impression of the solar eclipse?
It was indescribable. Phenomenal. Etc. and so forth.
Did you have any inner feelings about that?
Oh, absolutely. I cried. Because it was an awesome wonder.
Yes.
To me, that was my impression of it.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people accredit it to the scientists that, you know, look at what the scientists did.
Well, the scientists didn't have nothing to do with that except predict it.
Right.
So they did have something to do with that. I apologize. Their predictions. But that was an awesome wonder. That can only come from one entity.
Right. The Creator who created the heavens and the earth.
Yes, absolutely.
It makes me think about Job. Is it Job 38 when the Lord is talking about, where were you when I set the earth upon nothing? When I created earth and set it upon nothing, say, what? Woo!
Yeah.
And told the oceans, you can only go this far. Don't you move.
Exactly.
And the planets, he talked about the planets, the Orion, and he named several planets, too.
Yes.
Wow. Just so, so wonderful, so wonderful.
Absolutely.
So I know that you were recently retired.
Yes.
You know how I feel, and I have a daughter who has retired.
It is an experience. It really is.
Yeah. I know it is for you, and it is for me, too. I'm thinking, whoa, who the oldest, me or her? Oh, my. But, you know.
Experience, yeah, that I don't have to get up, punch the clock every morning.
I know that.
I work early shift, so.
Yeah. You were getting up at 4 o'clock, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'd have to be at work till 6. I got up at 4, you know, to just breathe and get a hold of the day by, you know, reading some scriptures and stuff to give me strength.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. Strength. We all need that in our life. I know the thought for today was same thing, similar to what we're talking about. Time out.
Time out.
Is there some time for yourself today, just for you, to sit quietly and refresh and renew, not escaping into the TV or thrashing around a squash court? Just time to sit quietly, focus your thoughts, check your priorities, make sure there is nothing negative pushing you down in your own mind. Take some time and be with yourself. If you don't, you may miss meeting the most important person in your life.
Wow, I like that.
Were you taught that you were the most important person in your life?
I was.
How did that help? How has that helped you throughout your life?
Well, in the beginning, it didn't help at all because you have to be a listener, a hearer, and a doer. But as I matured later on in my life, it helped. And that's why I became so successful.
How so, though? Some of the things you did or thought about that made you realize that. I don't know if you can hear me. It's static.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. What are some of the things that you did, or how did you motivate yourself to be successful, knowing that you were the most important person in the world? When that light bulb went off in your mind, how did it help you?
Can you ask the question again, please?
How did that help you, knowing that you were the most important person in the world? Like you said, later when you matured, how did it drive you? What are some of the things that you did and that you told yourself that you could be successful? How did that happen?
Well, I believe one of the things is I went back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And with that degree, I got job elevation. I started off as a baker at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Because I loved to bake as a young child. You know that.
Right.
I loved to bake. I mean, I would want to bake every day. And so I started off as a baker. And then I started off as a head cook. Well, I started off as a baker, and then I got promoted to head cook, which back then, in the day, head cook, that was something, you know, a great thing to be, and more money. You know, you had a little more clout. You could open your mouth and say things. You know, you had a team. Then I became supervisor of the kitchen. And then I became a manager of the kitchen. And then I became director over the food and nutrition department, over catering, and over the registered dietitians. So you got to have faith in God, and you got to have confidence in yourself to move ahead in life and anything that you do. And that is what I put in my heart to do, set out to do. Now, when I first started this journey, I was just a secretary, and I was happy being a secretary, and I was a good secretary. I could type like 70 words a minute, and I thought, you know, that was quite impressive at the time. But that's not really what I wanted to do. I loved to be in that kitchen, throwing them pots and pans around. And then that's the avenue that I took, and I was happy. That's what I wanted to do. And with that, I have my own catering service. I do my own wedding cakes and all occasion desserts or whatever. I can do whatever my client wants. If it's something I haven't done, I'll get a recipe and make it and perfect it and, you know, and have it for the client. So that's how much that I have grown and appreciated my life. So now that I'm retired from the hospital as a director, I still have my own business. So, I can work when I want to.
Yeah, you sure can. You sure can. I mean, the options are many when you have your own business. You can pick your own hours, your own menu. This is what I'm mm-hmm. going to be featuring. And if people like it, they will be there with bells on.
Yes.
Just like these food trucks, you know, they got donut trucks and donut and coffee trucks, and they just go a certain area and park.
I thought about a food truck also because, believe it or not, they make a lot of money. They don't have the overhead.
Right.
And they pocket a lot of money.
Yeah, they money. Yeah. They didn't earn that money, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with it, you know. Like, people talk about COVID was a bad thing, and the government knew this and the government knew that. But one thing the government did not know, all these new businesses that would arise in our nation. People,
okay, you're going in and out again.
People got their own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
during COVID.
Oh, yes.
And those food trucks was running. They're still going around. They go to fairs and everything else.
And I thought about going out on my own during the COVID time with food and everything, because a lot of restaurants and stuff, you know, weren't open every day, or if they were open, they closed early because they didn't have enough people, you know, to carry on the production of what was going on and everything. But I had to stay focused and make sure that I got my retirement out the way first.
Right.
And I figured whatever was out there left for me, then I would get a hold of it after I retired, because I worked too hard just to let the retirement go.
Of course. I don't blame you for that. Get your, like who was that say? Oh, like Mike Epps said, I know it say somewhere in there, get your money, man. He's talking in that Bible. Remember that Fighting Temptations? He said, I know it say in there somewhere, get your money, man. Of course, we don't want to live our life and work hard and don't get our due reward, right?
That's for sure. That's for sure. I really toiled, worked hard, blood, sweat, tears.
So what are you learning?
What am I learning now?
Now.
That it's good not to give up. Because I could have gave up the job, the position years ago because of all the flim-flam that comes with your job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how high you go on the totem pole of your business. There's still a lot of stuff that you have to deal with. And I believe the higher you go, the more you have to deal with, because the more you have people, other team members that are under you that you are in charge of, you know, that you have to direct, that you have to guide. But
right.
I'm glad that patience, the word of God, was instilled in me. You have to read and you have to believe, okay, I got to have patience. It's one of those fruits of the Spirit. I got to have that patience. Got to have that, you know, that love and that kindness for people no matter how they treat you. So I'm glad that I waited.
Right. I'm glad you
it
did
wasn't
too.
It was easy.
I'm sure you had a lot of challenges and to deal with during the time as well.
Yes.
But God brought you through.
Yes, he did. And I give him all the glory.
He's so faithful. So faithful. Yes, he brought you through that time. So we're grateful to him as well. We sure are. So what you looking at doing? How does it feel just to be at home?
It does feel good to be at home. And every day I try to find something, because I don't know if people know or not. If you work with me, you know, but I have OCD and I'm a neat freak. So my house is spick and span. So I'm like, well, what am I going to do now? So I go to the walls. What am I going to do now? Well, let me do something with these wooden floors. And like, what do I do now?
Oh, my.
So, I mean, earlier you said something about just sitting back and taking that time out for you on a daily basis.
The thoughts
no
for today.
You know, just taking time out for you and, you know, whatever. And recently we got our front porch redone.
Mm-hmm.
And I always told my husband, I want lights on my porch all year round. You know, I was driving around and I had seen these people, they had lights on the porch. It wasn't Christmas time. I was like, I want lights on my porch to represent that Jesus is the light of this house all year round. So I have lights on my porch. My porch was redone and looks real beautiful. So I like sitting out on my porch.
Mm.
And just sitting. And we live by the college. So
right.
We live by the College of Worcester, which is just a few, it's not even a block away. And you get a lot of people walking. I just like to sit out there and hear the birds chirping and the dogs barking and people walking, watching the people walk by. And that's why I get a lot of peace out of that.
Great.
Yeah.
So this is your time.
Yeah.
To have time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important that you can sit back and take deep breaths and relax and and look at all God's creations,
yeah,
sky, the grass, the trees, you know, everything.
You miss that when you're working, especially when you had a job like mine. Even when you're off, you get called. You know, even when you're on vacation, you get a text. You know, so you really didn't have any really time for yourself.
Right. That's true.
But now, take a deep breath, and I am enjoying every moment of it.
Wow. I'm happy for you. Anyone who can take a break is so important. We're always, there's always something to do for somebody else, somewhere to go for someone else, you know. And we're running helter-skelter from this place to that place, trying to meet deadlines. Oh, I have to be here. I got to go to the doctor. I have to do this. You know, when you get up in the morning, it's like, I can't even have a coffee. You know what I mean? Because I have to run and do this. Or
I
have
understand.
To, yeah. And that's most people.
Yes, it is.
It's most people. And then when you get home, you're done.
I know.
It's like,
yes, you are.
Where's the bed? Let me go to bed, go to sleep, and try it again, you know, the next day. It's like, wow, come on now. Life means more. God wants more for his people than just to run ourselves ragged in this rat race. He's more concerned
That's
about
true.
Us.
I'm glad that you said that.
Yes.
I believe there's a lot of people that feel that way also.
Yeah. How can we enjoy him when we're so busy doing?
It's hard.
Yeah, you can't.
And you have to drag yourself up in the morning, you know, before you go to work. And, you know, you tire from the night before.
Right.
From the day before when you work like 14, 16 hours a day. You know, and my, you know, our schedule was hectic because, you know, we're, my husband and I are both pastors in the church.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
And then working full time, you know, but now I don't have that. So it's like a weight lifted off of my shoulders.
Praise God.
Not saying that my job was bad. It wasn't. It was good. And I loved my work. And I think that makes a difference. But I know when it was time, I could have stayed and worked extra, but I was there for 23 years. And I think that was, it was time for me to go so I can do my own thing now.
And that's important, too, for people to realize when it's time to go. Because sometimes we can overstay a thing and it ends up not being so good because we didn't leave when it was time to go.
Right.
And we have to learn to move when God is moving us, you know, by his spirit, you know.
That's true.
I'm glad it's working for you, working out well. And I'm glad you had a little time to spend with me today. It means
me
a lot.
Too. I really appreciate it.
It means a lot. So this don't have to be the last time.
No. No, it doesn't.
No, it sure does not. So we're having a family reunion this year, July the 4th.
Yes, we're going to go.
I think it's going to be at McKinley Park.
McKinley Park.
Right there on 309 when you're coming in.
You're going to have to help me with that. It's been a long time.
Oh, yeah. It's right down on East Center Street. You know, as soon as you pass Harding High School, coming toward, going west, McKinley Park. I think that's McKinley Park.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, they want everybody to bring a dish. It's going to be 2 days, okay. I think, 2-day event. Because the 4th is on Thursday, they say. Wednesday or Thursday. Yeah, so they'll be getting ready for that. I'm just...
Sounds good.
Yeah, it should be nice. This will be the first one we've had since Aunt Georgia May died.
Yes.
And Marvin and the guys are putting it together, so we'll see what they're doing.
Okay.
With what they're doing, so it should be a great time, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And hopefully our work will be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was talking about all I have to do, try to get things together, and I had to take a break last night, you know, being on the internet and looking at backsplash and flooring. And all day I did that yesterday. And day before that, I was out at Lowe's and out at Menards and all that. And it was like, whew, I need a break.
Oh, yeah. I understand.
So much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did, we went and got a banana split.
Oh, yum.
From
where'd you get that from? Dairy
Fred's. Dairy Queen got nice ones.
Fred's.
They got nice ones with them little 2-inch ice creams in it. We went to Fred's. Our ice cream was about 2 or 3 inches round, 4 inches high.
Oh, yum.
And they had put it in a tin pan, right, bowl. Like, I mean, we ate so much ice cream.
Did you guys share it, or you?
Yeah, it was enough for 3 people.
Oh my gosh, I would love to experience it.
Or 4.
I think next time me Marcus come down there, we'll have to get one.
Oh my gosh,
it. And share it.
It was delicious. It just was.
Shout out to Fred's because they do have delicious ice cream,
and they give you ice cream.
Yeah, they do.
Everybody else be skimping.
Right.
Oh my, I said I want to have one of them. It was so heavy I could barely even get
That's why they're always crowded, because people like that. They like a lot of quantity too for their money.
Yeah,
I want to pay for it, give me the quantity.
And people love ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I kept saying I can put the rest in the freezer. He just kept on eating, right? I had to suck on a mint because the ice cream wouldn't move in my stomach. You know, like, I'm like, that ice cream ought to be melted by now. Why is it still there? You know, I'm like, oh my gosh. And I was, oh, it was one of them nights. You know how it is when you eat too much? Oh gosh.
Yes, I do.
That's how my night was. And he was just
sleeping
like an angel. I'm like, I'm up pacing the floor. Oh my gosh. But I am just so thankful today that God is on the throne, and he made a great statement Monday, April the 8th.
Yeah.
He was saying, this is who I am. This is me. No one can claim my glory. No one can come up here and redo this, undo
sure
this,
can.
You know?
They sure can.
I gave you the wisdom and the knowledge to predict it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where it ends.
That's exactly where it ends.
Right there. And people
that's
are still talking
it
about it. It's almost like it shattered our souls. You know what I mean? Like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And every YouTube I've seen, people are just, oh, oh. I mean, they're just blown
yeah
away. Yeah, never.
Yeah.
Never seen anything like that in our lives, and we won't see it again.
I haven't. And they were saying the last one was in, what, 2017?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't that one, though.
I was going to say, it wasn't that one. I was like, I don't remember it.
It was an eclipse.
I don't know where I was at.
I went to my neighbors. They had glasses eating them, and I looked at that then, but it was just a partial. This was total. It totally covered the moon. And when it did, you could take your glasses off, and it was pitch dark out there.
I know. It was incredible.
And then the planets shone, just stood out. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. I think we'll be talking about that for a long time.
I think so, too.
It's just one of those things. I thank you so much, daughter, for talking with me and spending a little time with me. How is Jariah?
My grandbaby.
Your grandbaby.
My 3-month-old grandbaby. He's so perfect to us. He's something else. He's spoiled already.
You know I know that.
He know me and his grandpa's voice, though. He know us.
Isn't that something?
He's starting to make noises now, high-pitched noises. And I was like, where'd that come from? Every time I see him, he's doing something different.
Mm-hmm. You'd be like Zedekiah pretty soon, eh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're starting that already. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to get that out. Do you know what YouTube that is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it gives him that little beat, too, you know. Yeah. And you know what? That goes with the arrhythmia of it. It helps them to, you know, keep up with a beat with that, too.
Okay.
It all works together. Yeah. It all works together in learning. Mm-hmm. Well, babe, we're out of time. So when you see Uriah, give him some sugar from GG.
You don't have to worry about it. I got that covered.
So GG said hello, but I do hope to see him real soon. We are out of time, and I love you.
I love you.
And thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Tune in at 11:15 till the top of the hour, 12 noon, with Linda Sims of Voice of a People. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to The Place for the Best Guests and Talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and my wife said something funny, and I laughed, and the laugh was, you know, which was pretty much my Bozo laugh, and my wife said, "You're not going to believe this." But three kids just stood on their chairs and started looking around.
I love it.
But, no, the Bozo voice was right about here. And it was a lot more adenoidal than mine. And that was pretty much it. You know, of course, we had the standard, "Hey, that's me!" Which I did as a more of a yell, war cry than yell.
And the grand prize game. Oh, my goodness. How could we ever forget that?
Yeah. I would drive the my producer crazy sometimes. We always had to start with the same thing, which was, "Are you all set for lots of fun and fabulous prizes?" And, of course, the audience would yell yes. And then I would have to go in with the same line. "Well, get ready, because it's now time to play Bozo's grand prize." Well, one day, I don't know, I was feeling devilish, and I went, "Are you all set for lots of fun and fabulous prizes?" And the audience went, "Yeah!" And I went, "Well, what about me? What about my needs?"
To the original Doctor of Love, Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
This is an important point. Fall in love. What is Dr. Ruth's definition of love?
I don't have a real definition. Everybody has to work out their own. But I would say a part of it would be that you are glad when that person walks into the room where you are. That you have a kind of a fluttering in your heart that person that you really like and appreciate and want to work a relationship with is worth walking into that room. So it's like a little spark.
Our president, you've met Donald Trump.
Not only that, there was a very short time, a commercial, where I greeted him because he was the marshal some years ago of the Israeli Day Parade in New York City, where I, of course, participate every year. And there was a commercial that I greeted him. That's true. Not only that, he knows me.
Yes, absolutely.
But I don't get involved in politics.
No, not in politics. But as a human being, what kind of person is he in person?
Next question.
Okie doke. We will go right along. We won't even stop. The tires are squealing away from that one. Is Dr. Ruth in a happy relationship?
Good question. What is your next question, Scott? About my personal life.
We're going to dig right in, Doctor.
Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device to listen anywhere in the world. CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
I'm Judge Tom Edwards, raised here in Marion and a proud graduate of Marion Harding High School. For the past 5 years, it has been my honor to serve as the senior judge of the Marion County Court of Common Pleas General Division, which is located in the historic Marion County Courthouse. During that time, I have rescinded the catch-and-release order that had previously given our justice system a revolving door reputation, operated a revamped drug court offering recovery services to Marion's residents that are struggling with addiction, brought in more than $5.4 million in grant funds to Marion's justice system, spearheaded restoration of our historic courthouse, including the restoration of Lady Justice, modernized the court with the adoption of fax and e-filing, and held offenders accountable for their criminal conduct, even testifying against another judge. As judge, I believe in personal accountability, real consequences for criminal conduct, equal application of the law, regardless of who you are, who you know, or how much money you have, protecting the community, ensuring the rights of the victims as well as the accused, and the judge's duty to be free from political influence and to apply the law fairly and impartially. I have done everything I said I would do when I ran for office 6 years ago. Now I humbly ask for your vote for a second term so that I can finish the work I have begun. Re-elect Judge Tom Edwards. I'm Judge Edwards. I approve this message, which is paid for by Friends of Edwards, the committee to re-elect Judge Edwards.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions, don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And now, AdamTheComputerGuy.com presents Great Moments in Celebrity Computer Repair History.
All right, Elvis, ready to record.
Hold on a second, fellas. The lyrics aren't showing up on my screen. Better call my friend Adam, Adam the Computer Guy. Tell him I said my system's all shook up.
Yo, Adrian, I'm getting ready to eye-punch my iPad. Like, these graphics are very slow. Better call Adam, the computer guy, you know? Tell him my computer is down for the count.
Hello, Adam, the computer guy? It's Kermit the Frog. My screen has gone green. I think my computer caught a bug, which is strange because normally that's my job.
Computer problems? Call Adam, the computer guy, at 614-530-ADAM. That's 614-530-2326. Fast, economical, and courteous computer support, and visit Adam online at AdamTheComputerGuy.com.
Oh, thank you, Adam. Thank you very much.
We are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. Marilyn Meskey has the distinction of being twice crowned Miss Ohio in 1931 and 1938, and Miss America in 1938. Meskey was christened Mary Ellen Spurrier in 1917 near Lima, Ohio. While still an infant, her mother surrendered custody to her maternal grandparents, Charlie and Clara Meskey. Following her adoption, she was renamed Marilyn, given her grandmother's surname of Meskey, and reared in the family home on South Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio. While still a child, she exhibited a talent for dance
and received formal dance instruction throughout her childhood. She later became a tap dance instructor using the family's living room as her studio. And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marian residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC, in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
Don't miss it.
I'm the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, reminding you not to forget to catch Adam Lepp on Monday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. with Mid-Morning Coffee Break right here.
Ted listens, and so should you, on The Talking Place.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Pastor Craig. Join me every Friday at 11:15 a.m., and I'm going to fill you in on what's going on around Marion. The show is What's Happening Marion, and I'll be bringing you all kinds of events that you can take advantage of. So join me this Friday at 11:15 a.m. in the morning.
Hi, gang, it's Gallagher. Do you know what time it is? No, you don't. That's why you need me to tell you it's time for the news. What is that? It's news about people, news about places and their plans. And what? It's live from the news center. I'm Gallagher, but I told you that.
This is Adam Lepp in the newsroom. Marion General Hospital is now utilizing robotic-assisted technology to improve lung cancer detection and treatment for patients from Marion and the surrounding area. It's the first time the hospital has been able to provide this type of care for local patients. ION is a specialized piece of equipment used to diagnose lung cancer that uses a robot-assisted biopsy of the lung. Jim Parobek, president of the hospital, said, "This is another example of our commitment to keep care close to home for the community that we serve." Pam Napier, director of the Oncology Center and Cath Lab at the hospital, said, "This investment in our Marion community is going to save lives by detecting cancer earlier." Harsh Shah, a pulmonologist who was instrumental in bringing the technology to Marion General Hospital, said, "I'm happy to deliver this care closer to the patients who need it and help them get a lung cancer diagnosis earlier. The earlier it is diagnosed, hopefully, it can be cured." Marion General was the second Ohio Health Hospital to get ION and the third in Central Ohio. The equipment arrived in early March and was up and running by the first week of April. Aqua has announced plans to replace the water main serving the entire length of Johnson Street. The project will replace nearly 1,700 linear feet of 100-year-old water main and increase the diameter of the pipe from 6 to 8 inches. Five new fire hydrants and valves will also be installed as part of this project, which is costing close to $650,000. Aqua's area manager, Scott Bollinger, said, "The plan is for this project to take about 2 months, beginning on April 15th. As with any springtime construction, weather could have an impact on the timeline, but I'm confident we will be complete well before Independence Day. The project will begin at the north end of Johnson Street and proceed south to East Center Street. Crews will be active approximately 7 to 5 during the week. The street will be closed to through traffic beginning April 15th, but access will be maintained for local residents who are asked to use extreme caution near active work zones. The 70 customers receiving new service lines will experience short-term service interruptions while their services are connected to the new water main near the end of the project. Those customers will be notified by Aqua in advance of the planned interruptions. And from the Weather Center, thunderstorms developing later today with a high of 63, 45 tonight with light rain and total accumulation about a quarter of an inch. Friday, 51, winds could gust over 40 miles per hour in some parts of mid-Ohio. Light rain continuing. Cloudy Friday evening, then some clearing after midnight with a low of 41, continued windy. Saturday, 62, mostly sunny. Winds up to 25 miles per hour. Winds calming down a bit Saturday night, low of 48, with mainly clear conditions. 74 on Sunday, with light rain and maybe even a thunderstorm. 52 Sunday night, scattered thunderstorms early, then some clearing. Mid-70s and dry Monday, and mid to upper 70s for Tuesday through Thursday of next week. Adam Lepp reporting for The Talking Place.